This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
At Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, the 2012s are driving off the lot. With over 40 new Chevrolets sold in September, the selection is getting thin. Take the 2012 Corvette Grand Sport, stock number C385, or the 2012 four-wheel drive extended cab Silverado, stock number C343. Get the one you want at a great Smokey Jennings discount. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, where they're not just about trucks, they're about community since 1946.
And first of all, on the Farm Show on this Thursday morning, in electronic trading right now on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat trading at 864 and a quarter, down 5.5. March wheat trading at 875 and a quarter, down 5.75. December corn trading at 736 and a quarter, down 0.5. March corn trading at 737, down 0.75. November soybeans trading at 1544 and a half, up 21 and a quarter. January beans trading at 1545 and a half, up 21.75. The overnight crude oil market, 58 cents higher at 91.83. The Brent crude, 67 cents higher at $115. The December gold contract, $5.50 higher at $1,770.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.031 higher at 79.948. On the Chicago Board of Trade Wednesday, December wheat ended at 869 and 3/4, up 5.5. March wheat ended at 881, up 5.25. And May wheat ended at 881 and a half, up a nickel. December corn yesterday ended at 736 and 3/4, down 5.25. March corn ended at 737 and 3/4, down 4.5. May corn ended at 732 and a half, down 4. November soybeans yesterday ended at 1523 and a quarter, down 26 and 3/4. January beans ended at 1523 and 3/4, down 25 and a half. March beans ended at 1487 and a quarter, down 17. October soybean meal yesterday ended at 470.10, down 80. December meal, 462.60, down 84. January meal ended at 458.70, down 78. October soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.17, down 65. December oil, 50.63, down 62. January oil ended at $51, down 61. December oats yesterday ended at 383.5, up 5.5. March oats ended at 387, up 4.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn and soybeans lower and the wheat slightly higher. Soybean futures were pulled lower by technical selling at the port of trade, But the USDA did announce the sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for the 2012-2013 delivery year. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 713 to 726, and soybeans dropped 27 to 29 cents at 1490 to 1503. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids a nickel lower at 722 to 740, and soybeans were down 27 cents at 1503 to 1515. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 3 to 4 cents at 733 to 750. Soybeans were down 22 to 27 cents at 1503 to 1521. And the wheat bids mostly 5 to 7 cents higher at 840 to 863. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 24 to 27 cents at 1531 to 1538. Basis ended steady to 3 cents stronger at 8 to 15 over November. iPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered $5.40 to $8.40 per ton lower, with the bids at $4.70 to $4.77.60. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a nickel at $7.42 to $7.52, with basis ending steady at 5 to 15 over December. Dried distiller grains offered steady to $5 per ton lower at $2.65 to $2.90 per ton. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents weaker at 724 to 732, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 13 to 5 under December. Soybean bids were down 20 to 25 cents, with bids ranging 1523 to 1525, with basis 2 to 7 cents stronger at option to 2 over November. And wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended 3 cents higher for the day at 812 to 816, with basis ending steady at 34 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 697 to 737. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 27 cents, with quotations at 1534 to 1537. Soft red winter wheat gained 6 cents at 829 to 830, and the Milo down 4 at 686 to 687. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January delivered corn range from 718 up to 735, with January delivered bean bids at $15 to $15.11. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 734 to 754, January soybean bids at 1513 to 1531. And in the southern part of the state, January bids for corn 733 to 767, January soybean bids at 1505 to 1539, and the wheat bids for July 13 delivery. Those bids for wheat in southern Illinois range from 790 up to 816. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October hogs ended at 82.57, up 67. December hogs ended at 78.10, up $1.30. February hogs ended at 83.85, up $1.25. October cattle yesterday, 124.92, up 22. December cattle, 126.57, down 15. February cattle ended at $130.07. That was down a nickel. October feeder cattle yesterday ended at $144.72, up 2. November feeders, $146.70, unchanged. January feeders ended at $149.37, up a nickel. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended 31 cents lower with a base price range of 70 to 79.73, a weighted average of 78.56. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was steady today at $54 to $58. Receipts in Illinois, $12,183. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded mostly $1 higher with sows under 400 pounds, 30 to 34. 4 to 500 pounds, 32 to 36, and over 500 pounds, $35 to $40. The estimated receipts at 925 head. The USDA National Carlot Pork Report has trading slow with light to moderate demand and mostly light offerings. The calculations for 200-pound pork carcasses was up 96 cents at $86.65. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, 434,000. A week ago, 436,000. A year ago, 429,000. A week today, total 1,303,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, 127,000. A week ago, 121,000. A year ago, 128,000. Week to date, total 382,000. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were steady to weak on moderate demand and heavy offerings. Choice carcasses were 22 cents lower at $190.98, while select carcasses were down 37 at $176.92. We had 260 fab loads today and 83 trim loads. The opening report for Greenville Livestock Auction had estimated receipts of 273 head. Slaughter steers and heifers were selling 1 to 150 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were just lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers, 118 to 120, with select and choice, 113.50 to 117.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, 110 to 110.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 117.50 to 120, with select and choice, 113 to 117.50. At the Fairview sale barn on Tuesday, they had receipts of 140 head. Slaughter steers and heifers sold $1.50 to $2 higher. Slaughter cows and slaughter bulls sold steady. Choice slaughter steers, 118 to 124. Choice slaughter heifers, 118 to 124.50. Breaker slaughter cows, $80 to $85. Boners at $70 to $75. Lean slaughter cows, $68 to $70. On Tuesday at the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville, they sold 403 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1.50 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers $1 lower in a light test. Choice slaughter steers, 119 to 124.25. Select and choice, 114 to 118. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, 110 to 114.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 119 to 123. With select and choice heifers, 115 to 118. Premium slaughter cows, $90.50 to $95.50. Breakers at $85.50. Boners, $78 to $83.50. And lean slaughter cows, $66 to $71. This is Kevin McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.94, down 1. For block cheese, $2.10, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $2.06, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $21.05. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.19. For November, $7.24. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.19. For November, $7.21. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.18. For November, $15.31. Wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.18. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.19, corn at Scottville, $7.19, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.18, wheat at Scottville, $8.18. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Becoming cloudy later on today. High temperatures in the low 60s. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, the low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy skies, the high in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy and warmer with a chance of a shower Saturday. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. Our temperature, 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for high school football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by All-American Heating and Cooling in Litchfield. Call 324-HEAT. Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield. G&L Services in Benelde. Litchfield Community Savings at State and Union. Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis. And by Route 66 Truck Repair in Litchfield. For over-the-air broadcast and internet broadcast information, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
6:24 on this Thursday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress and condition report Tuesday. Chief Crop Statistician Brad Schwab has this week's report for the state of Illinois.
Corn and soybean harvest continued last week across the state, with a few delays being reported due to widespread light rains. Cooler temperatures prevailed with a statewide average of 53 degrees, which was 5.4 degrees below normal for the seven-day period ending Sunday, October 7th. Precipitation for the week averaged a near-normal 83 one-hundredths of an inch, and topsoil moisture supplies are currently being reported at 17% very short, 33% short, 46% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile came in at 33% very short, 40% short, 26% adequate, and 1% surplus. Corn harvest advanced by 9 percentage points to 80% complete, and this compares to only 44% last year and for the 5-year averages. The crop reporting district trailing all others in the state is the Northwestern District, where 56% of the crop has now been harvested. However, this pace is still ahead of normal for this geographic region. Soybean harvest finished the week at 47% complete, compared to 39% a year ago and 42% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the soybean harvest category was the Northeastern District, where 70% is now in the bins. Overall, the state's soybean crop was rated in mostly fair condition. Fall seeding of the soft red winter wheat crop advanced to 30%, which compares to 26% 1 year ago and for the 5-year averages, and 4% of the wheat crop has now emerged. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, and he mentioned that these are interesting times in the grain trade.
Well, it really does, but it makes it very frustrating to the farmer, and I should say to the end user as well, particularly livestock producers. But the bottom line is, you look at history, the seasonal charts would seem to say that the nearby futures contract would put its low in about this time of year and then trend higher with occasional corrections from this point into next spring, early summer. I think as we get into next spring, the trade is going to be assuming big crops in South America, so we may have trouble continuing that trend, particularly if we start seeing some increased moisture in the Midwest. But that's the big problem. I am not as bearish as many of them for next year, but the trade will be assuming that everything is wonderful once we start harvesting South America's crops.
I always thought that the trade would always assume the worst.
Well, they start assuming the worst in the way of prices in big production. You know, it doesn't take long. We start harvesting one crop before they're expecting a bumper crop the next year. And subsoils were dry a year ago, and they're even drier now. We do have areas in the eastern Midwest, central and eastern Midwest, that are getting some rain. But I would say about two-thirds of the Midwest is looking at some very serious moisture deficits at this point, with little evidence that we're going to put much of a dent into it before the ground freezes.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Coming up this weekend, the Highland Saddle Club will have a horse show featuring many different events for riders of all experience levels. Recently, we talked to Patty Gleason of the club, and she said this show is a bit different from previous shows.
We've really restructured them to appeal to a great variety of riders. This will be a great opportunity for 4-H and Pony Club members. On Saturday, October 13th, will be our open show that will include Western, English, and speed classes. The speed will be poles, barrels, and flags. And it's going to start at 1 o'clock. And then the speed portion will not start before 3 p.m. So that'll be 3 p.m. or later for those who only want to do speed. But we've got a great variety of classes, and we're doing, instead of just walk, trot, canter, we're doing, you know, walk, trot, favorite gate to try and include everyone. We've got some halter classes. We've got some pleasure classes. It's only $20 to show all day. And there's only one class that would be more, and that's our open pleasure class, and you can ride English or Western, and that's only $5, and we'll do 100% payback with paying to three places. We are going to give away first through fourth place ribbons and a youth and adult overall High Point trophy. And one thing that we're doing special for this show, of course, with it being around Halloween, is we're going to have a costume class where the horse and rider can dress in costume. And that's always really fun to see. We've had horses and riders dressed up as pirates. We had a horse dressed up like a Rams football player and the rider in a referee uniform. So use your imagination. You can Google, you know, horse costumes and get some ideas. But I know of several people who are planning on participating in that class, and that should be a lot of fun. We'll have an open trail class, and we have classes for, it's broken down like for riders 17 and under and then 18 and older. And then we do have a Jack Benny Country Pleasure for riders. We're breaking it off at 39 and older. And so I think that it's going to be a great day to appeal to those just beginning or for those a little more experienced. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure our shows are beginner-friendly, whether the rider or the horse is new to showing. And they're both going to be laid-back shows. And basically our goal is to make the shows a fun and positive and wonderful experience for everybody. So it's not high stress, so, you know, just come and enjoy the day. So that's our Western and English and speed show.
And that's Patty Gleason of the Highland Saddle Club talking about their horse show they have planned for this weekend. Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation has this report about a European concerns of a pork shortage.
Great Britain's National Pig Association recently issued dire warnings to consumers about the possibility of a major pork shortage in Europe in 2013 due to higher feed costs, new animal welfare regulations, and other factors. USMEF economist Aaron Bohrer provides some details on the situation.
European pork production is contracting already, and that's evident through the spike in prices for European pork, which are at or near record levels, averaging right around $1.13 per pound in U.S. dollars. That would be up 19% over last year. And if we look at that on a euro basis, it's actually up 24% from last year, reflecting tight supplies across Europe. But that said, Europe's pork exports have remained strong. Their exports were still up 7% through July. So the weak euro has really helped them this year. It's helped offset those higher prices. So when we start hearing press about a pork shortage, there are large ramifications for what happens in Europe because they are the second largest producer in the world following China, and they're also the largest pork exporter right there with the U.S., depending on what products you include.
Bohrer says that due to several trade barriers, very little U.S. pork is exported to Europe, and this is not expected to change in the near future. But a pork supply crunch in Europe could open up new opportunities in other markets.
If Europe ends up producing, say, around 3% less pork than last year, they can still remain a very strong exporter and still have relatively steady per capita consumption within the EU. But it will open up around 600,000 tons of pork that would not be exported from Europe. And this is important because Europe is our main competitor in major U.S. pork markets, Russia, China, Japan, Korea, all of these markets we have in common with Europe.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
Some other notes in the world of agriculture: devastating spring freezes and a historic drought have stripped some charm from rustic fall destinations, leaving some corn too short to create mazes, orchards virtually devoid of apples, and fall colors muted. As a result, agritourism ventures in the heart of the country are scrambling to hold on to their share of an industry that generates hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Pairing natural, edible compounds from plants with conventional antifungal medicines might boost the healing effects of some of the prescription drugs used to help patients fight severe fungal infections. This is the unexpected finding of an ag-based, food safety-focused Petri dish experiment conducted by researchers at the United States Department of Agriculture Research Service. Work with a species of Aspergillus mold, which can infect corn, cotton, pistachios, almonds, and other crops, and can produce aflatoxin. It has attracted the attention of medical and public health researchers. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 865.5, down 4. March wheat trading at 876.5, down 4.5. December corn trading at 736.25, down 0.5. March corn trading at 737, down 3/4. November soybeans now trading at 1542.5, up 19.25. January beans trading at 1542.25, up 18.5. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.